So obviously it's desirable to restore habitat, especially in areas where a lot of it has been lost. There's just not enough left to support viable populations of the wildlife. But, you know, there's a limit to how much habitat you can restore because ultimately humans need land for agriculture. And so another way to restore connectivity on the landscape is through matrix management, you know, restoring that ability for species to move among the habitat patches that are there. And you can do that by encouraging biodiversity in the matrix itself, by increasing permeability and by creating stepping stones that aren't necessarily made of habitat, but are facilitating the movement, providing that functional connectivity. So one way to do this is through agroforestry. Remember that the matrix is the human-used area around the human-dominated system that surrounds habitats. Agroforestry is just simply incorporating trees into cropland. Especially using nitrogen-fixing legumes can be very useful for not only, you know, providing the biological connectivity, but for actually helping the crop that's under the trees through natural fertilization. Agroforestry can provide economic diversification. You can have a useful crop over your understory, so that can be fruit trees or timber. And the leaf litter can provide for improved soil fertility, improved water holding capacity, and even improved yield. This is also true for silvopasture, which is putting trees in pastures. And in the tropics in particular, and especially in areas where there is a strong drought, trees in pastures can really increase soil moisture and nutrient retention in the system. They can provide much needed shade that reduces heat stress on cattle and makes them more productive in terms of their meat and their milk. So, and again, there's the possibility that those trees themselves could provide a diversified crop for the farmer. So the question is, if agroforestry is so great, why doesn't everyone do it? And there is agroforestry here in the Midwest, but in general, agroforestry systems are not conducive to mechanization. So, you know, big industrial cash cropping systems are very unlikely to turn toward agroforestry. This is much better suited to small-scale agriculture or medium-scale agriculture. You can't really run a combine through a place that has trees in it. Also, I think customarily in a lot of countries, when you do agriculture, you clear the land. I mean, that is just what you do. You take down all the trees, you clear the field, and trees are synonymous with, you know, blocking light for your crop. So it just hasn't been very customary to leave trees behind in agricultural systems for quite a while. And lastly, I think there's a lack of consumer pressure for these kinds of systems. And so if you can get a slightly higher productivity off of a traditional conventional crop that doesn't incorporate trees, you know, you're not going to have consumers willing to pay, say, a premium on a product that comes from agroforestry. Now, there are shade coffee systems and there are other agroforestry systems where people are aware and they'll pay more money for foods that come from these more sustainable landscapes.